KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies. It's 72 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms today, mainly later this afternoon, and a high around 87. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A 25-year-old woman from Council Bluffs was critically injured early Friday morning in a one-vehicle rollover accident near North 108th and Blondo Streets in Omaha. The Daily Nonpareil reports Kylie Parrish, who was taken to the Nebraska Medical Center, suffered life-threatening head injuries in the 2:30 a.m. crash four blocks south of Blondo at Charles Street. The police investigation determined a 2007 Silverado pickup truck driven by Parrish was southbound on 108th at a high rate of speed as it approached the Charles Street intersection. Just before Charles Street, police said the pickup crossed into the northbound lane of 108th Street, left the roadway on the east side, and hit a wooden power pole. After hitting the power pole, the pickup truck rolled several times. Parrish was ejected from the vehicle. Reports to the Douglas County Emergency 911 dispatchers indicated that Parrish was thrown about 10 to 15 feet from her vehicle when it rolled. Police said a tire that was ripped off of Parrish's truck after it struck the power pole hit a Dodge pickup truck that was following her Chevy. Authorities say speed and alcohol are believed to be factors in the crash, which remains under investigation. OPage County Sheriff's deputies responding to a domestic situation east of Blanchard early Thursday morning arrested a man on an assault charge. 41-year-old Michael Leo Pickens of Blanchard was taken into custody shortly after 12:30 a.m. for domestic abuse assault. He was being held without bond in the Page County Jail until making an appearance before the magistrate. The free Cass County Fair rolls on today here in Atlantic, and here's what's on the schedule. Going underway that is this hour is the Sheep Show in the outdoor show ring. At 10 o'clock, there will be the Pet Show at the Cass County Community Center. At noon, working exhibits, educational presentations, and extemporaneous speaking at the Cass County Community Center. The noon special today at the food stand is lamb or ham balls. Later on at 2 o'clock in the outdoor show ring, there will be the Dog Show. And at 6 p.m. tonight in front of the grandstand, the Tractor Pull. Don't forget as well to check out the Pat Doyle Artistry Chainsaw Artistry at 10 a.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m., and get the kids involved in the Kids Barn activities in the commercial building from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. The Cass County Fair runs through July 28th, and remember, it has no parking or admission fees. A rural Atlantic man who has been heavily involved in the local saddle club and numerous events throughout the county was honored Friday afternoon for his dedication and service. Larry Randall presented the award to Bob Bebensy during a ceremony held at the Horse Show Barn on the Cass County Fairgrounds.
You've been carrying the colors and the parades in the county, different communities. We want to thank you for that, present you with this little award, and hope you can continue to do it for many more years.
Thank you very kindly.
The community really appreciates what you've done, not just the community, the whole county and all the surrounding towns. Everybody really appreciates you carrying the colors. I'm sure especially our military people appreciate that. So congratulations. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
But Bebensy said his association with the Cass County Fair began about the same time he and his wife Dee moved to Atlantic in 1958.
I remember sending the kids to the carnival, which was a bigger deal then than it is now, but I kind of got hooked into it. Didn't have anything to do with livestock, but I covered it a lot for KJN doing news and interviews, and interviewed a lot of king and queen contests. And then lo and behold, I got to be a cowboy and got into horses a little bit and started doing some announcing out here. And it's been really fun. They're a great bunch of people to work with.
He says it's been his honor to have worked with the fair officials and volunteers and to have carried the colors of the U.S. flag during various county parades and at other events.
When they rejuvenated the firemen's parade here in Atlantic, somebody said the next day, did you go through the parade three times last night? And I said, yeah. I carried the colors, went back and caught the saddle club. And after the parade was over, I talked to a couple of my cronies and said, well, let's go again. So we followed the firemen up my third time through in the saddle club second. So, yes, I do that. I'm a little bit of a ham, I guess, but I really enjoy doing it. And it's just been a lot of fun. It's been a ride.
Well, from the Cass County Fair to the Iowa State Fair now, guided tours around the state fairgrounds will be available when the 2015 State Fair begins on August 13th. Museums offer audio tours, and now anyone with a smartphone will be able to plug into one of the four different audio tours of the State Fair. Everyone has a favorite, she says, when they visit the State Fair, and we're challenging people in 2015 to take a tour and find a new path. That's according to Mindy Williamson, the marketing director for the State Fair. Each tour has six stops. One is all about animals on the fairgrounds. Another is a tour for foodies who want to sample some of the fair's gastronomic offerings. And then there's a special called Nooks and Crannies, which are little-known places on the fairgrounds, according to Williamson. Some places for you to stop and see. The fourth tour highlights the free entertainment available during the fair. The state fair has been held at its current location in Des Moines since 1886. The site is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. A 26-year-old Sioux City woman accused of causing her son's skull fracture has been given probation. Kara Jackson was sentenced earlier this week in Woodbury County District Court. She was given 3 years of probation and a suspended prison sentence of 5 years. Jackson pleaded guilty in June to one count of child endangerment resulting in injury. Her five-month-old son was admitted to a hospital emergency room on February 26th. In court documents, Jackson and the baby's father, Aaron Tucker, accused each other of dropping the child on several occasions. Prosecutors closed their case against Tucker in March, saying it was unclear whether Tucker was at fault. The Cass County Democratic Central Committee will be holding a school supplies drive to help local Cass County students have new supplies for the 2015-2016 school year. Chair Sherry Telly reported the community has donated school supplies to each of the three school districts over the past 3 years. The Democratic Central Committee welcomes donations of new school supplies such as backpacks, notebooks, pencils and pens, rulers, scissors, and other needed items. Donations can be dropped off at the Democratic Party's booth at Atlantic Fest or by calling Sherry Telly at 243-4861. The donated school supplies will be distributed the week of August 17th. The Des Moines Register says Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has denied press credentials to its reporters after the newspaper published an editorial calling on the billionaire businessman to end his campaign. The Register says its reporters were denied credentials to a Trump campaign event in Oskaloosa that takes place later today. The newspaper says Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski told its reporters they were being excluded because of the editorial. In the editorial published Tuesday, the newspaper called Trump a feckless blowhard who is unfit to hold office. Register editor Emily Nash emphasized Friday that the paper's editorial board is independent of its news reporters and editors. Nash urged the Trump campaign to revisit its decision instead of making punitive decisions because we wrote something critical of him. 4 years ago, the Beaverdale neighborhood in Des Moines organized a big event for President Barack Obama's re-election, building a volunteer group skilled at phone banking, door knocking, and boosting caucus participation and dubbing themselves Obamadale. Now the 2016 Democratic presidential hopefuls are visiting that liberal Iowa stronghold, trying to rename it once more. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley took questions and led folks in a song at a local bar Friday night. Hillary Rodham Clinton is set to visit a house party on Saturday, but they may have to keep wooing for a while. Democrats in Beaverdale are split among the candidates and or still have undecided votes or who they're going to support. A neighborhood resident, Brad Anderson, who served as Obama's Iowa State Director in 2012, calls Beaverdale an open target for now. Our news brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.